Beyond the Blonde by Kathleen Flynn Hui. Why pay retail or a hair-raising event? I would have to say that it all began, or rather, it all began to end, the morning Faith Honeycomb passed out on the floor of the Jean-Luc Salon. Up until then, it had been a busy day, as in crazy busy. I was 34 years old, but in nearly two decades as a senior colorist, I had rarely seen a salon so completely insane. The frenzy was brought on by that crowning event in the New York City social season, the Pink and Purple Charity Ball. This particular ball spanned all age groups. Park Avenue dowagers bought their $1,000 tickets and invited their granddaughters, who took the afternoon off from Spence or Brearley or Dalton to get their hair done. Socialites arrived by chauffeured Mercedes starting the moment the salon opened, and we were slightly understaffed because some of the stylists were out making house calls. All up and down Fifth Avenue, blow dryers were being plugged into wall sockets, and hair was being washed in bathroom sinks. Manicurists were spreading towels across laps and dipping bejeweled hands into bowls as telephones rang and little dogs scurried underfoot. "Darling, where are you?" Pause. "John Frieda? Really?" This really would be a drawn-out sigh, a pity party for the poor dear who had to be ministered to in public. "Moi? At home, darling, with the marvelous... what's your name, honey? Oh, never mind. A girl from Jean-Luc, who is genius with the blow-dry." A house call from a junior stylist at Jean-Luc cost a minimum of $500, and a senior stylist could run you $1,000. But some people will pay a lot for their privacy. Like, for example, if you've had a facelift...